Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The left fielder, Mitchell Page. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim Tyrone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Earl Williams. Batting sixth. The DH, Manny Sanguilan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim Hosley. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rob Picciolo. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Vita Blue. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Adams. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Wackenfuss. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jim Crawford. And now, play ball. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North strikes out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is called out on strikes. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stanley. Tyrone reaches second base with a double. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tyrone moves to third. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tyrone scores. Sanguilan moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes misplays the ball. That's an error on Fuentes. Sanguilan scores. Hosley moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Athletics. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-1 in the game. North hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp strikes out. One out. Bob Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-1 in the game. Page hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crawford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Tyrone hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rodriguez moves to second. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rodriguez scores. Verizer moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Verizer moves to third. LaFleur moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Page. Staub reaches second base with a double. Verizer scores. LaFleur scores. Fuentes moves to third. It's 3-2, Tigers. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards short. The ball bounces off Picciolo, and towards Scott, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sanguilan hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. Gross hits a line drive towards third. Rodriguez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive towards short. Picciolo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Tigers. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hosley takes first base on ball 4. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0 for 1 in the game. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 2 in the game. North strikes out. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Picciolo moves to second. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0 for 2 in the game. Page hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Picciolo moves to third. There goes Scott trying to get to third. LaFleur throws the ball into Rodriguez, who tags Scott for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a pop-up towards first. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tyrone hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sanguilan hits a pop-up towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-2 in the game. Gross strikes out. One out. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hosley hits a pop-up towards first. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0-for-2 in the game. Picciolo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Picciolo reaches second base with a double. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-3 in the game. North hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Picciolo scores. North moves to second. It's 4-3, Tigers. Tony Armas pinch hits for Rodney Scott. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty Perez now playing second base. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-2 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into right field. Tyrone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wackenfuss moves to third. Doug Baer now pitching. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wackenfuss scores. LaFleur moves to second. It's 5-3, Tigers. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. LaFleur scores. Fuentes moves to third. It's 6-3, Tigers. Bob Lacey now pitching. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-3 in the game. Kemp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Steve Foucault now pitching. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Page hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Tyrone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive towards first. Adams reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 3 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley fires to first and picks off Adams. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 3 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perez misplays the ball. That's an error on Perez. Wackenfuss moves to second. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Verizer hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Matt Alexander pinch runs for Manny Sanguilan. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 3 in the game. Gross hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Tim Hosley. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Tabb pinch hits for Rob Picciolo. Jerry Tabb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alexander moves to third. Larry Murray pinch runs for Jerry Tabb. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. North hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alexander scores. Murray moves to second. It's 6-4, Tigers. Willie Crawford pinch hits for Marty Perez. John Hiller now pitching. Rich McKinney pinch hits for Willie Crawford. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Oakland Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.